So you cited the PACIFIC trial that looked at durvalumab in the consolidation setting in terms of, let's say, radiation and immunotherapy synergy. And we'll get into a little bit about what in the data makes you think it's actually synergistic as opposed to, let's just say, additive. But before we even get into that, let me ask you, were you involved in the PACIFIC trial specifically? Did you put patients on it or any involvement there?
No, we did not have it open at our institution at the time. We had a competing study, so therefore we did not have it open at the time.
Okay. Can you kind of talk a little bit about the initial concerns about safety in the situation of using immunotherapy after chemoradiation, specifically in the lung?
Yeah, actually, not just in that setting, but in general, there was a lot of concern on the side of pharmaceutical industry of combining radiation with checkpoint inhibitors for lung cancer. Mostly because of the rare but severe pneumonitis that had been observed with checkpoint inhibitors alone, and that made many companies very gun-shy to try and combine it with radiation. Now, I think some of that has to do with just a lack of knowledge on how radiation works and what radiation pneumonitis looks like, and how we can control the dose and how we can predict the risk of pneumonitis, which would allow for some control when combining two new modalities in trying to minimize the risk and avoiding safety issues with a new combination, which obviously industry is concerned about. But what so far has come out is that there's no clear increased risk in terms of the risk of pneumonitis when combining radiation and immunotherapy. We and others have looked at this retrospectively, just in patients that have been treated on various immune checkpoint inhibitor protocols and needed palliative radiation to the chest as part of their treatment. And we did not see an increase in risk of pneumonitis or other toxicities, intrathoracic toxicities, when we looked at these given at the same time or further apart in a sequential fashion.